Thursday, everyone, and welcome to tonight's program. We've got a packed show for you, of course. So much to dive into. The headlines have been going nuts, so I'm going to head over to citizenfreepress.com, and you should too whenever you're looking to catch up on the very latest. Now, up on CFP's website is a lot. There's so much to go through. Let's get a nice little recap of what's been going on with the Trump hush money trial, as they like to call it. It looks like two jurors have been booted from the case, and it's because, well, they're saying that they cannot be impartial, which is critical. Now, obviously, folks, this is why we don't have political trials here in the United States, because, well, it's impossible to find impartial people to join the jury. That's why we don't do it, because we all know just that. But Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is pumping through. He doesn't care, and neither does his biased judge. But it looks like there were two members of the jury who have now been tossed aside. So you got five. And that's because we were starting with seven from Tuesday. Again, folks, Trump has pled not guilty to 34 felony counts for falsifying business records. And, well, it's interesting because, again, folks, the previous Manhattan District Attorney didn't file charges because he knew there wasn't a case there. And the Department of Justice didn't file charges because they knew there wasn't a case there. But Alvin Bragg filed charges, and he cooked them up, of course, to be felonies because, well, we're about to head into an election. And so you gotta really destroy our democracy by interfering in this type of egregious way. Now, the trial is expected to last about 2 months, and Trump is potentially facing 4 years in prison if he's convicted on all of those charges. Again, New York is an absolute disgrace. Now let's jump back over to CFP's website. That's where I actually found this really, really interesting story regarding Ilhan Omar and her daughter, who has been suspended, it looks like, by Barnard College. Okay, so this, let's dig through this. I actually saw her tweet, and it was not well written. Okay, so that's apparently Ilhan Omar's daughter. Total freak show of a family wearing a mask at an outdoor protest. Yep, makes sense. Let's see here. Where's the tweet? She posted a tweet that was pretty laughable because it was just so poorly written. And I guess Daily Mail didn't include it in there. Is that strange? But it was a poorly written tweet that was grammatically incorrect, and it highlights the stupidity behind Omar's offspring. But ultimately, she's saying that she was suspended from college for joining an anti-Israel protest, which is also known as a pro-Hamas protest, of course. And she was just calling it out. She says that she's in solidarity. Gosh. The stupidity is catching on. The solidarity with Palestinians facing genocide, which is a lie, obviously, folks, because we all know the people who are facing genocide are those who live in Israel, because Hamas is actively going after them. And as we saw on October 7th, is slaughtering them. So when they sit here and they try to manipulate the facts, they shouldn't. Now, Daily, here, let's see, is it clickable? Because I think you need to see, no. See, this is why they did it, though. They're looking after for her. Let's try to copy this, because it's just grammatically, it's horrendous. And this is Ilhan Omar's daughter. We should highlight how stupid she is. Let's see. Let's pull up the tweet. The Daily Mail is trying to cover for her. If you didn't want to cover for her, you wouldn't have to do all this. All right. Let's see. I'm going to find that tweet for you guys so you guys could all see how stupid it is. I can't believe that they didn't. What a fail. What an absolute fail by Daily Mail. They're usually pretty spot on, too. They usually are pretty, pretty good at this stuff. But obviously, everyone's trying to cover for her stupidity. In my 3 years, let me try to just do a key search word. Maybe she deleted it. Yeah, it's not coming up. The latest top. Here you go. Okay, so here she is announcing that she has been suspended. Now, if you look, she doesn't know how to capitalize her I's when she says I. And it's just no periods. I mean, it makes sense now. But again, folks, here she is admitting it. And it's just disgraceful. These people are so hateful. When I say these people, I'm referring to people that come to our country begging for our assistance, begging for our freedoms, and begging to be accepted as refugees. And we so kindly lend our hand. And then they come here and then they literally cheer on terrorists who are slaughtering innocent people in Israel right now. And that is what we are doing. So I'm not a fan of Ilhan Omar or her daughter these days, but good on the college for getting rid of her, because that's what we need to do. We need people to sit there and say, you're wrong, and start suspending these people. All right, let's hop back over to CFP. They've got this story up, and I think it's interesting. And we're also going to have Greg Phillips on the show tomorrow to detail this, because he's been following this, and you guys know that he's also wrapped up into this. But the California District Attorney's Office dropped a bombshell election data case. Now, many of you guys might remember this was in connection with Connect, the company that literally has has serious ties to the CCP. As many of you know, they were actually using their services over here in the United States and in Los Angeles County. But the individual who was in control of all of this here in the United States, Eugene Yu, he was actually criminally charged here in the United States, and it was an 8-page complaint. But then, as many of you know, the LA County District Attorney, George Gascon, dropped it all. And this great article that's in The Federalist right now is detailing that they believe that he dropped it all because it wasn't going to be favorable towards President Trump. And they didn't want to sit there and prosecute somebody for election crimes because they feared that it was going to, I guess the correct way to say it, was going to be favorable for President Trump. But I'll correct myself on that. And that's what this story details here. So joining us tomorrow will be Greg Phillips to detail just that. He's been following the case. He is involved in this case, and he is going to detail this and just simplify as to why they were able to drop the charges. I know he was outraged, as well as Catherine. And so we'll discuss that with him tomorrow, but I think it's going to be a really interesting discussion just based off of the fact that, you know, the LA District Attorney's Office rarely files charges. And so when I heard that they were against you, we were very, very curious as to how this was going to play out. And of course, he ended up dropping those charges. So again, folks, that's tomorrow. We'll discuss that in great length. And again, folks, every morning when you wake up, you got to head over to citizenfreepress.com, give their website a look. Kane and all of his pals over there are hacking away at the headlines. So make sure you go to citizenfreepress.com to catch up on the very latest.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products. Taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.